Hello and welcome. This is Victoria Falk representing Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Diversity without inclusion is inequality. Joining us today is community leader and activist, Mr. Carrie Edwards, who is a candidate for Brooklyn Borough President. Hello, Carrie. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes. Tell us, how do you define the role of Brooklyn Borough President?
Well, I define it much like your topic area about that diversity without inclusion is an issue. And for me, the role of Borough President is a connector of community. And from that standpoint, even though he has legislative abilities, if they also advocate for money things, the reality of it is I feel that because of the diversity of our borough, that each corner of the borough requires representation. And then we need someone who brings that together in one full package. Because when we talk about homelessness or housing issues, it's the same on East Brooklyn as it is on North Brooklyn, as it is in South Brooklyn. So we can't start looking at the differentiations of communities and not realizing that there's a foundational issue that if we continue to not pay attention to, it'll just exasperate itself. And to the former mayor's point, or the mayor who's on his way out, it'll become a tale of two cities as much as being a tale of two boroughs.
So you're known as an activist throughout the community, definitely as a community leader. But as far as political experience, the community really doesn't know you in that role. So considering your limited political experience, why should the Caribbean and Black American people trust you with our vote come election time?
Well, I hate to compare myself to the other members who are running, but outside of Matthew Eugene, the Caribbean community knows me probably in other aspects. I've been in government for 20 years, starting out with Nick Perry in 1999, working with Major Owens in Central Brooklyn, you know, working with Carl McCall, and then becoming the Brooklyn regional rep for two governors, Governor Spitzer and Patterson. So in that respect, for me, I have represented Brooklyn in its entirety, especially the Black and Caribbean communities. So even though I haven't been elected, I have more experience than all of my counterparts running, because I was able, again, to see it from a on-the-ground standpoint, not a legislative standpoint, but actually deal with people every day going through the same issues that I alluded to earlier, housing, health care. You know, I was recently the vice president of Brookdale Hospital, who has obviously a 97% Black and brown workforce, many of being Black Americans and Caribbean Americans as well. So even though they don't know me as a legislator, I think that my work throughout the years, there are many folks who've known me throughout this time.
So your time behind the scenes, you're saying, is more than your competitors.
Yeah, I think to kind of change the conversation a bit, you know, it's one thing to be a legislator, and I love the legislators who are running. I love most legislators, right? But as what they do is they receive constituent phone calls. And after they receive the constituent phone calls, you know, they have to either go into the next call or they go back to their normal lives. Working at Brookdale has put me literally in the fire. I have worked next to folks who were homeless, you know, union workers who had great jobs and benefits, but were homeless because they couldn't afford to live in the borough. You know, we went through COVID-19 at my hospital, losing over 600 people to COVID, and many of them are Black and brown, people of color, Caribbeans who had high comorbidities because we never pay attention to asthma, we never pay attention to diabetes and hypertension. And so when you start to look at what I had to do on the ground on a day-to-day basis, that's why I chose the role of running for borough president, because again, it's a connective of these communities, it's a connective of issues. So I'm not in Albany, I'm not in City Hall legislating, but I'm literally on the ground being that spokesperson for folks who really need it.
So here we have it, folks. Mr. Carrie Edwards, he wants you to know that he has been on the grounds day to day with housing, health care, union workers, and more throughout the community. Thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, and we look forward to following you, and the voters will hold you accountable.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to representing 2.8 million people soon.
For those of you who would like to know more about Kari Edwards, take a look, www.khariedwards.com. That's KariEdwards.com. You have been listening to the Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality Radio Show. Thanks again for tuning in.